The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're here on the Gardener's Bench this morning. Welcome Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340. FM 100.1 and WRHI.com worldwide.
Worldwide, the key there.
Yeah. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mr. Director, sir.
How are you doing?
Well,
never better.
I was real good till yesterday.
Never better till yesterday.
But the doctor says you got a kidney stone.
Oh, fun.
I ain't had one in about 2.5 years.
Got so. That for the holidays.
I guess.
He's following his mom's.
What more could you ask for?
It hurt yesterday. It's not a bad day.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad to say it won't affect our show.
Nah.
Well, good.
It might have started hurting us. This director is all yours.
Yeah, if you hear me talking more, you know if something happened then.
So. That's it.
Welcome to our, I guess this is our second Saturday in November. We did the first and the eighth. So the year is winding down. Weather's changing. We had kind of a constant week. It's a little bit warm this morning.
We don't know if we got two more shows or one more show.
Yeah. Well, they'll tell us. We just keep coming.
Till come no more.
We got some rain last night, which was nice. Man, I finished some aerating up this week, and my dad out there was texting me last night and telling me he needed some rain. We got some. So that is a good thing.
My brother tells me. And he was complaining we didn't get enough.
Well, we're supposed to get maybe more either tomorrow morning early or something like that.
We got another front day.
Yeah.
Not due to the Panthers game tomorrow.
Yeah, after that. Later. Yeah. And so we got another front coming through, and it's going to drastically change our weather here because the low is going to be 30 degrees Monday morning and a high of about 45. So you're looking at colder than it is right now for the high.
Might build me a fire.
Yeah.
It's about time for some, what's the word I'm looking for?
Jackets.
Frost.
Yeah. Well, this will be our first frost probably either Monday morning or Tuesday morning, but it's going to be 27 that morning. So
they tried to say we got some last week, but we didn't get it.
Nah, we didn't. So it's going to be basically the end of the growing season for the year. And it's about the right time, November 11th. I usually call it November 11th for the first frost. You usually say a little bit later, but November 11th is Veterans Day, but also another significance to this show. Is there any significance to November 11th?
Oh, yeah.
25 years.
25 years, Steve and Rhonda.
25
married.
Years with the wrong woman. What are you doing?
Keep on.
Where would you be right now without that woman?
I got too much to invest.
You better fall on the sword now.
At the house.
Yeah. Yeah, number one, he wouldn't be here right now. But
nope.
Maybe he got an Uber up here.
I hadn't thought about it.
Tommy would probably get tired of bringing you.
I don't know what an Uber does. I've never done
it. Well, he's not going to help you get in and out of the car. He would bring you here.
He might.
Well, that's what you're here for.
That's a I'm here. If you
you're
unless you beat me here
for that,
and Stephen helps.
Yeah, he does. So it's a good family thing. So
we got the boarding crew.
Yeah, get outside this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Time to do some. I got a lot of leaves in my yard. My neighbor's gonna. We're going to meet each other at 10 a.m. tomorrow. We're going to start with his yard and just come right across my yard and blow him into the woods. So we're gonna. So if you live in Millwood, you're probably going to have to be up before 10 o'clock in the morning.
How you get in church to do that at the same time?
I'm going to have to skip church, unfortunately.
To blow leaves.
To blow leaves and get ready. I have my family coming over for lunch, 12 o'clock. So You can go. You can go pray for me.
That's not a real reason.
You can go pray for me.
Why would I do that?
Because I'm your friend. That's why.
You won't do it yourself.
I might need the help. So we did get some good rain. That's very good. A lot of people's grass coming up and looks good. Yours is about to go dormant. I'm sure it looks pretty good right now, really.
It does. Kinda, still kinda green.
Always looks pretty good right here at the end, but it's about to go to sleep like a big old bear going in the cave.
I forgot how good it does with drought.
It does all right, man.
It looks awesome right through it.
Yeah, it does better than most grasses. So. And you have zoysia, a couple of different kinds of zoysia.
Yeah.
Palisades, yeah. I think so.
So we have Bermuda in front of my store, and then Domer over there has Palisades that put out. So it's two good examples. And speaking of Domer, he had a little boy last night.
Oh, congratulations.
Had their third child, so Domer Dreamscapes. I'm not sure of the name. I should have looked it up this morning, but he had a... He had two little girls. He was the only guy in the house. He's got him a little boy now.
Well,
them girls will be about
growing the business.
That's right. He'll be a good husband for somebody with those two older sisters. They'll train him how to treat women.
She had three sisters.
There you go.
I didn't have no brother to train up. So.
Yeah.
I learned a lot from our daddy.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, congratulations to Justin Domer and his wife, and they're great customers of mine, and thank them for all they do. They had a tumultuous year, I guess, with the fire and all, but they're doing good. Found them a nice house out in Terza and live out there now, and he's starting to build the building back over there on the lot, so it's going to be a good thing.
Okay, we'll be right back to Gardner.
This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. Chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party,
we're at the garden party.
We are
every week,
at least once or two more times this year.
Yep, he just cut the music off.
Yeah, I can't believe a year's over, to be honest with you. I mean, it's Christmas basically, is already here. The way people are
right
talking
around the corner, already started. Line up Christmas presents. Get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Not this week, but next week is Thanksgiving.
No.
No. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
What's today?
Today is the 8th.
Saturday.
You got 2 weeks, honey.
I think I knew that. I didn't know
it's Saturday at 8:40.
I didn't know it was the 8th.
Yep. Yeah, today's the 8th. 15, 22nd, 29th.
I got messed up. I didn't get to go to rehab yesterday.
Hey, Thanksgiving's on Thursday this year.
I think it has been for the last 200.
Yeah, we're going to do it again on Thursday. And Black Friday is going to be right after that.
Tommy was born on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. Oh, who was?
Tommy.
Oh, what day was it? 28. Okay, so that changes the day. The date It'll changes the day.
Friday
does not,
this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on Black Friday?
My mother had a family together down in Wilmington. Yeah. That's where we live. She went to labor at the hospital. Our grandmother stepped in and finished lunch.
Oh, really? Well, Tommy, how rude.
That's what I said.
So much like Tony being born on Teresa's birthday, February 15th, 5 years later, at Teresa's birthday, her mom left to go have a little brother.
I thought that he was older than she was.
I'll tell him that. That make Teresa feel good. Now, Teresa did not want a little brother for her birthday, but she got one.
It doesn't matter what she wants.
Yeah.
Just because she bosses you around, that means she bosses the rest of the world around.
That's all right. Well, Tony's doing good. He's in Oregon and doing some hiking and biking and working two little jobs. And
He was in L.A.? Missed,
well, he was here, remember, for 3 years.
Well, he left here, but L.A. is what I told
him. He was in L.A. for about 25 years and then went back to Oregon and then came to see us for a little while. So
he's back at Oregon now.
Yeah, he's in Oregon, Eugene, Oregon right now.
Good man.
Living it up.
He'll do it a rush.
And he'll be coming out here for Lillian's graduation, so I guess in May he'll be the next time he's here. So I'll say congratulations to my granddaughter. She signed a deal to play golf at North Greenville University.
Believe it or not, a lot of athletes around here played some kind of sport.
Yeah, it's a nice little school. It's actually in the mountains right above Greenville.
Yeah.
Pretty campus this time of year, but it's gorgeous.
I didn't even know how big it is.
But I've known this for some time, but I couldn't tell anybody because she has to make her announcement. So she did yesterday.
She did an announcement.
So now Papa and Mama G-Ma can tell people. It's very hard for G-Ma not to tell people.
Teresa.
Oh, you're proud.
Yeah, we are. Very good. We're proud of her.
Just tell people.
I have no reason. I mean, she's
She gets away from home and a little bit, not too far away, so that's good.
She can come home on the weekends she gets ready to.
Come home and get her clothes washed.
That's it.
Yeah, far enough to get away, but still close enough that I can drive down there and reprimand you and still be mad.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's a good rule
of
thumb.
You got one at Clemson and one at Carolina, right?
I do. And we're going to head that way. We're going to head to Clemson a little later today.
Oh, yeah?
Ball game?
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on there in Clemson today? Oh, Florida State.
The Florida State Seminoles.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a different version of both of those teams from what we thought this game might be.
Yeah, last time I saw them, they had Bobby Bowden and Peter Warwick. Yeah. And Chris Winkie and some of those guys.
Probably not a hard ticket to get today.
No, but it's time to spend with the wife. And she is, of course, all-in Clemson fan. And we started doing the math all the way through the years. And I've never been to a game at Clemson's Memorial Stadium.
You never been there?
No, really? When they've lost.
Oh.
So she was like, we need you.
Yeah. Today. Well, you should have gone a couple weeks ago.
I don't think I've ever gone and pulled for Clemson, but every time they've won.
This is important information that could have happened a month ago. It would have been nice if you'd gone.
Yeah, yeah. But
I never went to a Clemson game. I went to Carolina Panthers game more.
Oh, yeah? I went there. I've been to Clemson and Panthers. And
in first year.
Good time. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench. Oh,
this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, Air Tech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, Air Tech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call Air Tech Heating and Air.
Call Air Tech at 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
And this is the weekend.
Yeah. That's that song that we always sing, that Loverboy, but it's a great song. And always,
yes, it is.
Everybody's working on the weekend. But it's for the weekend. A lot of people that work Monday to Friday, they're all excited. But some people, you, me, Matt, Saturday's just a good
another
day to work
day.
Another I'm
day.
I'm a sidekick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rhonda's, she doesn't She's know working. What it's like. She doesn't work on a weekend.
Another
Sometimes week. She does.
Okay, real quick before we blow it again. What am I supposed to do about zoysia right now?
Zoysia grass. So if you have not done your pre-emergent, you need to get it out. And like I say, it's never too late to do pre-emergent. So this pre-emergence application in the fall is to prevent winter weeds from coming up in the spring. So if you don't do it now, you're going to wake up in February, March, and there's going to be a lot of weeds in your yard. So.
Well, tree rates is gaining by weeds just way
yeah.
down.
Even though it looks so good, and people kind of give up at the end of the year. They're like, oh, it looks good, you know. So did all these treatments and then forget that one. And the spring is just it's kind of an ugly time for grass. It's just weeds coming up, and it's just not the.
Just cut it.
Yeah. Yeah, cut it down low like Steve does. But it'll save you a lot of spraying, put your pre-emergent down now. Fescue, if you haven't done your aerating seeding, it's still not too late to do it, so go on and get it done. Put out your fertilizer. If you did your aeration a month and a half ago, it's time to hit it with another fertilizer. We sell a one called 2505, and it's a good product. You want to try to get fescue as strong as you can through the winter so it can hang on in the summer and make it through August.
One thing about fescue is a little bit myth that it turns brown, it dries up, it goes dormant.
It can go dormant, yeah.
So
but if it goes,
don't go ahead and start watering the thing.
Well, if it goes too long without water, it dies.
Yeah, it will die. But
you are correct.
Because it turns brown, that means it's drying up.
Yeah.
It means going dormant, and it's hard to tell the difference.
So. Yeah, it is. And summer's just hard on fescue. It takes multiple years to get your yard like you want it, and still we could have a bad summer, and it's just hard on it. And
we had pretty good luck with fescue in the 80s, but climate's changed.
Climate has changed some. Like me and you always say, it's not what's on top that matters, it's what's underneath. So you need to have some good, if you don't have good soil, add some compost or soil there, and do your soil test. We do free soil testing. Carolina Fresh, bring it to me, and we'll send it off and let you know what's going on.
It used to be an inch of water a week, something like that. Is that still true?
That's what they call for. But sometimes you need 3 inches of water because you have evaporation and all kind of stuff, and your sprinklers.
Oh, I used to run overhead, as you say, evaporate for it. It's great. Yeah.
It's a good time now, I mean, for your irrigation to get out there and just run your heads. And maybe there's two areas on my yard I need to move some heads around. This water's just not getting to, so you don't realize. And those sprinklers are made of plastic. They don't last forever. So, and we actually sell sprinklers at my store, and pipe and little fittings and stuff. So
we got a bunch
something to know.
The old nursery is a bunch of plastic. Mm-hmm. But even more metal.
Yeah.
You can't buy a metal sprinkler anymore.
Nah. And your lawnmowers and all, they run over them, and they're just like, you forget about them, really, and you go out there and look at your yard. And nobody usually sees the sprinklers. They have them come on early in the morning or at night, and you don't see them running. So check them out. Go see what they're doing.
Well, we put our sprinklers in way before I moved out there.
Yeah.
So it was right along the road, but I put a sidewalk in.
Yeah.
It was right along the sidewalk.
Yep.
And I had people from the neighborhood next door. Mm-hmm. Well, we quit running this set first thing in the morning or that set last thing in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I said, well, when am I supposed to run?
Yeah.
During the night when everybody's asleep, I said, I had to keep an eye on them to see which ones break.
Are they worried about you wetting the sidewalk?
No. The runners.
Funny. On that sidewalk, there ain't three runners on that sidewalk.
Oh, there's the runners on there. There's not any kids on there.
If you're jogging, that'll give you kind of a little something to juke around.
Speaking of irrigation, I saw a legend in the Rock Hill irrigation business.
I bet I know who you're talking about.
Ronnie Wallace.
Ronnie Wallace.
Hey. My classmate from school.
Grew up with Rhonda over there in York.
Same birthday.
That's right.
Mill Hill, York.
He was in Mill Hill.
Nah, he was on the other side.
He was on the other side
of the tracks.
Couldn't see him from the hill.
I bet you could hear him.
You could see him. Yeah, that's bad.
I bet you could hear him. You could hear him coming.
And Ronnie, I love old Ronnie. He's such a character. And I was going to get him to come on this show years ago. And he's like, man, I can't. He'd freeze up. I can't believe it.
He's a great guy.
He is.
I would have to see him sitting here not talking. I can't believe it. He wouldn't talk.
Well, all I'm going to say is that depends.
Yeah. Well, good guy. That was a good legend of Rock Hill.
He can't aggravate the fool out of you.
I met him when he was superintendent at Spring Lake Country Club.
That's when I met him, too. Yeah. See, he went to
Catawba Valley Tech, didn't
where
he?
Where Tommy is. Same time.
Yep.
He was in golf course management. Tommy was in horticulture.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a bunch of them here.
And then he went off and did his own irrigation company and turned out to be an awesome thing.
Yeah.
Quick question about that. We didn't want to do irrigation.
Yeah.
But there were two places here. Good time senior at an irrigation company. And I can't remember the gentleman's name, but they had a place over on Oakland Avenue.
Yeah.
They did the irrigation. Well, when they started, we started using them. Tommy called them on Monday, and it was in by Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, then it got where you called them Monday, and it was 3 or 4 months for them.
Yeah, got busy.
And I told them, I said, we're sitting here waiting on our money for 3 months. We're done. All we need to do is collect. They won't pay us until you get the irrigation.
And you got Ryan to do it.
And Ronnie came back.
Boom.
Well, that's music again. We'll be right back to the garden pit.
This this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter. If your heating system is having problems, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down and you're in the cold.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to the garden bench. Time to wrap up the tweet.
Wrap it up. Yeah, I wanted to. I got found a little Rock Hill information. I went to a nice young man's house, Barnes Marshall. He been living on Myrtle Drive his whole life. So We were talking about Myrtle Drive. You know, I've always wondered how this road got its name. Well, evidently, there was a median in the middle, you know, where Myrtle's really wide. There used to be a median of crepe myrtles going all the way down that road.
There was.
And he lived there, and he said it was dirt road back there when he was younger. So
there was.
And he's a faithful listener to the gardener's bench, and I'm going to do some work on his yard probably in the spring. We decided to put it off till springtime. But
well, that's
I thought that was cool. I know that road's wide right there, and
it's
a good name for the road.
We landscaped a lot of houses on
there. Yeah. That's a pretty road, man. That's a really pretty road.
And at one time, that was the money of Rock Hill.
Yeah. Well, still nice houses in there.
I like riding down that road in the spring when all the trees are,
yeah,
shrubs are blooming.
Azaleas everywhere. Kind of backs up to Winthrop Farm over there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when we'd take Madison to school at Sullivan, we'd cut through there, and there's always a yellow dog laying out there in a driveway, and she'd always look for that dog every morning. So there's that dog. Yeah, still there. I think he lives there.
He might still be.
Could have
there.
Been Barnes' dog. I don't know. Maybe it's his.
He very well could be.
Yeah, it's a good place to grow up in Rock Hill. So if you haven't been out to Winthrop Lake, you ought to tool out there, and you can walk around the lake and jog and bike and baseball stadiums there, softball fields about right behind the Coliseum. So.
The last time I was there, they were draining the lake.
Oh, well, you ain't been in a long time. That's where they have the Nova Disc Golf Championship out there. So Rock Hill has all kind of activities going on. So get out there. Like I say, today and tomorrow would be a good day to get outside. And everybody get your jackets out of your closet.
We got disc golf.
Going to need them next week.
Going to need your jackets. So go dig them out this weekend and dust them off. And Teresa will go ahead and find one of her jackets and pull out a $20 bill out of the pocket. It's like automatic little bonus for
We did go to their house, so don't throw the jackets. Okay, it's that time. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.